The next topic that we would like to discuss, relevant again to the Beis Din process, what to expect when you come to Beis Din, and what to do when you receive a hazmana. So as we already alluded to a little bit in the last year, a topic of discussion always is, the Nitva gets a hazmana, he does not want to go to the Beis Din that sent a hazmana. And as we saw, the halacha that gives the power to the Beis Din sending a hazmana, as Gimel had Yoytois, certainly they have the right to send a hazmana, and certainly they have the right to enforce on a person who is unwilling to respond in a proper way. But this year we would like to discuss the proper response that is the right in many, many cases for the Nitva to say, I do not want to go to the Beis Din that is being chosen by the Tevea. That being so, very simply, most people, although it not necessarily is correct, but people have perceptions. And many people have a perception when they receive a hazmana that the Beis Din that sent the hazmana took aside. The question always is why do I have to go to this Beis Din? They already heard one side of the story. The truth of the matter is that the Beis Din usually has not heard anything about the case. And often the cases are such and set up in a way that the person who arranges and sends the hazmana does not even have to be in contact, and the people certainly who are requesting a hazmana do not have direct contact. In the Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael Rav Nissen Karelitz, they specifically have a separate person, which is most likely the largest functioning and operating Beis Din in the world. In that Beis Din, the safra, the person who takes care of the sending out of the hazmanas, has no contact whatsoever with the dayanim in the sending of a hazmana. Of course, when the hazmana date and the appointment is there and the people come, obviously that's when the Beis Din has to hear the case, and each side will have a fair opportunity to present their case. So then, and technically again, as we saw before, a Beis Din does not really have to inquire to find out just exactly what the Tevea wants. Again, like the Chassam Sofer says, we can assume the childless shoes, Chazam Sofer and Simi Beis, we can assume that if a person is calling another person to come to Din Torah, he's doing it because he feels that there is an injustice that is being done, and he is seeking to be able to find some type of a resolution to that problem. And therefore, since that's the case, the Beis Din does not really have the need. When I was actually by Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita recently, not recently, but a couple years ago, this question was actually posed to him, is it even the responsibility of the person who is so to say processing the person who would like a hazmana to be sent to find out the details of the case? And his answer was no, it's not necessary. You do not have to find out about what the details are. Now that's not to say that if the Mazkir Beis Din, if the Menahal Beis Din does know a little bit that this case has no place in halacha, certainly the masker may decide that such a case they will or will not send a hazmana, but at the same time, the Beis Din itself is not looking to take sides. The Beis Din does not take a side. Even in an instance where an equal is given, an equal is an injunction, where a person is looking for injunctive relief, immediate injunctive relief, because something is happening which may be irreversible once something is going to happen. And the Beis Din very often will give a tzav, meniya, a instruction and an order, a hachlata of the Beis Din, that until a din Torah, a certain action or certain money should not be released pending the outcome of a din Torah. But even in such a situation, the dayanim are not hearing and taking sides of the case. Usually it's just the Menahal HaBeis Din who's dealing with it and is making a determination whether or not that situation, obviously he will consult with the dayanim to get their opinion as to whether a certain situation warrants or does not warrant, but the dayanim themselves are not privy to the information of the case, the details, the particulars of who the Tevea is, who the Nitva is, not really relevant, because the outcome is going to be in the Din Torah itself. And therefore, a person who is getting such a hazmana, certainly, again, I understand, and we can understand that people have that opinion, but the fact of the matter is if it's an honest Beis Din that's sending the hazmana, then certainly the Beis Din did not hear the case and did not side, as that is contrary to the halacha, because the Beis Din is not supposed to hear. But at the same time, we certainly recognize, and he doesn't need an excuse. The Nitva, without any excuse whatsoever, is most cases allowed to say, I'm not interested in going to the Beis Din of the Tevea. whether it's because he feels that they're not competent, or whether it feels because they're going to take a side, or whether he feels it doesn't really matter. The reason is unimportant. It is his right, and every person has that right. And in many hazmanas, it even says it on the hazmana itself, that although it may be your right to go to another bezdin, you do have to respond, which is true, like we saw in the previous shir. But at the same time, when a person is, in fact, not interested in accepting the bezdin that sent the hazmana, it is his right. However, he does have to respond in the proper way. He cannot just ignore it because I don't like that person. I don't like the type of religion he has. You have Hasidim, you have not Hasidim, you have all sorts of different types of Hasidus, and one Hasidus to another Hasidus, not necessarily they recognize each other, but at the same time, it does not matter. The bottom line is that three Hedyotis, like we saw, are allowed to send a Hazmana, and the Halacha and the Chazal gave a Koyach, it's their Shlichas to give to any three people that set up, as long as that are set up, are entitled to send a hazmana, and a person is mechuyev to respond to that hazmana, and it's a perfectly valid excuse to say that you would like to go to another bezin. However, there is a little bit misinformation that people often say, is that, okay, so I would like to go to a different bezin. And here we have the difficulty that we'd like to focus on today. The nitva says, I would like to go to a different bezin. He receives a hazmana from bezin A, and the Nitva receives the Hazmana and gives a perfect response and says, I'm ready to go to Bezdin immediately, but not in Bezdin A. I would like to go to Bezdin B. What happens at that point in time? What happens, the procedure is going to be that the Bezdin that sent the Hazmana does not care and will forward that information to the attention of the Teveya, the plaintiff. And the plaintiff can decide. He certainly should do a little research and make sure that the bezdin that is being put on the table is a fair and just bezdin. And if he does not think that, he certainly is not advised to accept that bezdin. But at the same time, it is certainly advisable to do that diligence and to research the bezdin that has been offered by the nitva to see if that bezdin is an acceptable bezdin too. Because again, the nitva, the Toivea thinks that the Nitva has something in his Bezdin, and the Nitva says he thinks that there's something with the Bezdin of the Toivea. Everybody has their cheshbonus. Everybody has why they decide that they do not want to go to this Bezdin. It doesn't really matter. The bottom line is that the Nitva is allowed to say, I do not want to go to the Bezdin of Mazmin, and the Toivea, the plaintiff, is also allowed to say, I do not want to go to the Bezdin of the Nitva. Everybody always asks, but it says, Hoylech achar hanitva, is that the Toivea has to go after the nitva. So how do we reconcile this? Everybody is always under the impression that if it's holach achar hanitva, I have to go to the bezdin that is chosen by the nitva. And the answer to this is it's misinformation. There's two separate simonim in Shulchan Aruch that deal with these halachis. One is the simon of Yudalid, which is being referred to, that says the Toivea is hoylech achar hanitva. The meaning of that halacha is very simply, is what we talked about in the past session, is that if a person is living in one city, or if both people live in the same city, the halacha is that the nitva does not have to leave his city to go to the bezin of the toivea. It is his right to demand and to say, I would like to stay locally. I'm not interested in schlepping. There are many reasons why this will be the case. Even if the person himself might be able to leave, it might create difficulties as far as other people that have to be there. But again, that's not necessary. That's something that can be overcome. The bottom line is the Nitva is saying, I do not want to leave my town. There is extra hitzah, there is extra expense to be able to go to the Bezdin of the Toivea in a different city. And therefore, I'm not interested. I don't want to go. And it's certainly within the rights of the Nitva to say that. And it's not within the rights of the Toivea to say, I'm not following him and that he should have to come here. There are certain exceptions to the rules, so the Bezdin itself is going to have to make that decision as to when this does and does not apply, and it's going to be within the jurisdiction of the Bezdin to make those decisions. Again, the Bezdin has no more netiya to one over the other in most instances that I know of, and there's no reason to think that a Bezdin is not operating in a proper fashion, and one Bezdin is not going to look over the shoulder, so to say, of another Bezdin, because we assume that they're going to do things properly. But at the same time, for example, if let's say a son is sending a hazmana to his father, which Nebuch is not a pleasant situation, and certainly is not something that I would ever advise somebody to do without first talking to your Paiskim and to your Mayor Hayrah to advise you as to whether you should or should not do it. There might be a loss of money, and it's certainly the right of a person to call a family member to a Din Torah, but it's certainly not going to be conducive to Shalom to send a Hazmana. And certainly if it could be worked out in advance in these extraneous situations as far as where to go, it's certainly kedai to talk to a gadol, to talk to your rav, to talk to your Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it is that gives you advice as to whether or not to proceed and in which way to proceed. But in such a situation, the halach is quite clear, is that a father does not, even though he is a plaintiff, have to follow the son, because there is a halacha of kibud av v'em, which requires in this particular case that the son, even though he is the nitva, is going to have to go after the father. Again, getting back, the situations vary from case to case, but most cases a person is not required to be hoilech achar hanitva, to be hoilech achar hatoveh. The toveh, in contrast, is mechuyev to be hoilech achar hanitva to the place of the din. So then, what is this other halacha that we were talking about? That's an entirely different halacha. In Simen Yud Gimel, it's quite clear that the Toveya does not have to agree to the Bezdin that is chosen by the Nitva any more than the Bezdin that is being chosen by the Toveya, that the Nitva does not have to go there. Each one has a right to say that I do not want to do that. Again, it's certainly going to waste a lot of time on the part of the Toveya if he's not going to do his diligence and for no good reason not accept the Bezdin and the Nitva. He should ask around. He should ask around to find out if the name Bezin is a proper Bezin to go to. That's always a good idea, and a person should always do that. There is a question is if the person is naming another Bezin, and that is acceptable to both parties. So at that point of time, basically what's going to happen is the jurisdiction of the Bezin that sent the Hazmana is going to refer everything to the Bezin HaNitva. The Bezin HaNitva will, at that point, get the information that's relevant for them to know, the contact information, and they will proceed to schedule accordingly. However, the jurisdiction is going to remain with the Bezin that sent the Hazmana until which time that the two parties have fully accepted the authority of the Bezin that is being accepted. So certain situations and certain questions that might come up as to when the Din Torah should happen and what criteria should be followed in order to have the Din Torah, what information must be supplied or not supplied. Often, in most cases, the Bezin that sent the Hazmana is not going to have any more involvement once the two parties have agreed, but at the same time, they will look over the shoulder, so to say, until that time has been reached. And if there is a problem with scheduling, it is not the Bezin HaNitva that is going to push anything forward upon the Nitva. Since it's the choice of the Nitva to go there, that's certainly fine. And if he's ready to play along and to go through the motions of what's necessary to do and follow the rules and the procedures, that's fine. But once the Nitva is being mishtamed and not following that, then it's going to go back to the jurisdiction of the Bezna Toveya. And therefore, it is not the responsibility of the Toveya to send a new Hazmana from the Bezdin and the Nitva. This is a commonly asked question, is that the Toveya sent the Hazmana to come to the Bezdin, and the Nitva responds that I'm not interested in going to that Bezdin, but at the same time, now that the two parties are going there, what jurisdiction is necessary? It's very simply, it's still under the jurisdiction of the Bezdin HaToveya to follow through and to see to it that the two parties will schedule. They will not necessarily involve themselves in the actual scheduling unless there is a hashmata, and if the nitva is pushing things off in an unreasonable way, what might happen is the Bezin HaNitva will say, we recognize that this nitva is not acting accordingly, and will be misalik themselves. They will remove themselves and recuse themselves from the case so as not to cause a difficulty on the Toveya, and therefore the next hazmana, wherever the process was, might resume until the two sides have properly signed an arbitration agreement and shtari berurin, which is going to be the acceptance of the Bezin, which in most cases will give the authority of the Bezin to proceed in any which way they want, that they see and follow their procedures. And therefore, once that happens, then the Bezin Hamazman does not need to have any involvement because the two sides have already signed the shtari berurin. Now, getting back to the question of as far as the makam hadiyun, that you do not have to go, that the nitva does not have to follow the Toveya. There is a big question in the poskim as far as what constitutes the boundaries of a city. Some people, the Mefarshim, the Sma brings down that the boundary of a city is based on the Chevra Kadisha, is that a person who associates himself with the Chevra Kadisha, then that is his ear, that is his city, and therefore that is the city that he lives in, and that's his domain where he can say, I do not want to travel away. Other people argue is that as long as it's something that's a reasonable travel time, some people want to say up to 3 hours, because if you translate into time, the distance of Shalosh Parsois does translate into, of Gimel Parsois, translates into that amount of time to be able to travel. So some people will argue the fact that anything that's within that normal travel area is considered to be the same city. If it's a different state, it's certainly not simple. When we spoke to Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita about his opinion, it was his opinion that as far as the Makom HaDiyun, even though it is not a far traveling distance, it's common practice in Eretz Yisrael that if a person sends a hazmana from Bnei Brak to a person who lives in Yerushalayim, the Bezdin will even warn the Teveh and say, listen, if the Nitzo says, I want to stay in the Yerushalayim Bezdin, he has every right to do so. So again, we see over there that even though it's less than an hour trip, That the opinion of you know, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of today, the most primary Bezdin that operates in the world, is of that opinion. At the same time, the Bezdin may not necessarily take any action. A person who is naming another Bezdin, who he's ready to go to, even though it's not within the local boundaries of the city. And certainly that's up to the discretion of the Bezdin to determine as to whether there's a Hashmata here or not. But at the same time, it's certainly kedai and impractical to go into these things. So if a Teveh says, I want to send a Hazmana from Bezdin A, and the Nitva, who is Bezdin B, says, I'd like to name that Bezdin B, and the Teveh is saying, but it's not in my town, right? I'm going to have to schlep now from Brooklyn to Muncie. Why should I have to do that? It's halachically not acceptable. Even if it is not halachically acceptable, it's just not worth the, it's very often not worth the fight. And I would always tell any person who is in such a situation that you should closely look at the situation and determine whether your situation is kedai or not kedai, because the bottom line is that the longer you make that line in the sand, it's just going to create a delay. And so if you don't care about the delay and you're not looking to get into Bezdin for your justice as soon as possible, certainly in such a situation, you might want to push the issue. But the bottom line is if it's a reasonable Bezdin and if it's acceptable, that's fine. And if it's not reasonable to you, then you don't have to accept that Bezdin. Another Bezdin will have to be found, and we'll have to deal with in the next session, what do you do when the Teveh cannot agree to the Bezdin and the Nitva, and the Nitva does not agree to the Bezdin and the Teveh, what is the solution to such a problem?
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Chabad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.